We'll start by joining our hands and closing our eyes. Today, Arjun will recite Navokar Mantra for us, okay? Okay, Arjun?
Okay. Namo.
Okay, join our hands and close.
What is that?
Yeah. Continue.
Namo Aihantanam, Namo Sitanam, Namo Ayanam, Namo Loi Savasavunam.
Wait, Arjun. Namo Ayriyadam, then. Say it again. Yeah, very good. You missed it once. Okay. Continue. So panchanam oyaro.
Sarvatharapanasano mangala namcha sarvasim. Ohi mangalam.
Very good. Dhiya chattari mangalpat.
Arenta mangalam, Sita mangalam, Sahu mangalam, Kiripananto, Dhammo mangalam, Chittari logotama arhanta, logotama siddha, logotama sahu, logotama kiripananto, Dhammo logotama Chittashanam pavajami, Anteshanam pavajami, Siddhisharanam pavajami, Savusharanam pavajami, Kirivanantam, Dhammamsharanam pavajami.
Very good, Arjun and Dhiya. Okay, we'll start. Natasha has come, not? Okay, Arush, you are there?
No, Arush is not here.
Okay, in our session, to take up a quiz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody has revised things? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arjun, you have revised what we have learned.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I have not.
Oh. Okay, so can we take quiz now or not? I'm just asking. Shall we proceed with the quiz or not?
Sure.
Okay, Arjun, you ready then? See, today I'll ask very simple questions. Okay, so I'm telling you the rules. Okay? Dhiya, you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, every student will be asked simple and equal number of questions. Okay? Turn by turn. We'll go alphabetically. First, Arjun, then Dhiya, then Natasha. ADN. Okay? You'll be given 30 seconds to think, okay? You can think for 30 seconds. It's very simple question, one word or some very simple words. And then, if you don't answer it, the question must be to other student, okay? For each right answer, you'll get 5 points. For each right answer, you'll get 5 points. And for a wrong answer, you'll not be charged any penalty, you'll not get any, you'll get 0 marks only. But if you answer it wrongly, the question will not be transferred for the marks. If you simply pass the question, like I have been asked that who wrote Ramukar Mantra, they pass. So it can be passed to Arjun, and Arjun will be having 2 marks for that question, for the question passed. But if I answer it wrongly, that Kundukunda Acharya Dev has written it. So no, he hasn't written it. So the question will not be transferred now, but you can voluntarily tell me the answer if anybody of you knows. Okay? nobody will help anyone. I am asking to only that one will answer whom I am asking, okay? No other. And these marks will be carried forward to next quiz, and after till Peter, this Tirthankar and Bhagwan chapter, we'll carry out this quiz, and who will be having the highest marks will get a prize from me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, clear? Okay, so 30 seconds. We'll go alphabetically, and one has to answer to whom I'm asking to, okay? Okay, it's very simple, okay? Okay, fine. Starting with you. Very simple question. Where do Siddhas live? Name the place.
Siddha Lok.
Siddha Lok. Do we call it Siddha Lok? Think again, think again. And mamas are not going to help today.
What was that? I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, Siddhas. Where do Siddhas live? They reside where? Arjun, any try? You have to try at least, otherwise your question will be passed. Give me any answer, wrong, right?
I am, I'm just remembering.
Yeah, sure. Your time is going up, Arjun.
On the topmost position.
Topmost position, what do we call it? You told me Siddha Lok. It's Siddha plus something else.
Siddha Moksha?
Siddha Lok Shila. Okay. Okay, very good. You finally reached there. Okay, now who will tell me where do Siddhas live? Natasha and Dia.
Siddhas live on the Samosharan.
Siddha.
On the Samosharan.
Siddha.
Yeah, Dia.
Siddha Shila.
Siddha Shila, Arjun, it is Siddha Shila, not Siddha Lok Shila. Okay, so what shall we do? Shall we give him the points or not? You all decide.
Yes.
Arjun, not you. Dia and Natasha.
Yes, we should.
Hello?
Hello, we should.
Okay, Natasha. Okay, Natasha, you're saying it. Okay, Arjun, so you have told us all both the words Siddha and Shila, but you have given us one additional word, Siddha Lok. We also call it Siddha Lok. Very good. Okay. Now the next question is to Dia, and it's very simple. Dia, what is the difference between Arihantas and Siddhas? Any one difference?
Arihanta has body and Siddha does not have body.
Good, very good. Any other difference you know?
Arihantas give Devadani and Siddha does not give
Devadani. Oh, excellent, excellent. See, Arihantas have body and Siddhas don't have body. And Arihantas have voice. Arihantas have voice, Siddhas don't give us Divyadhvani, right? Arjun, Natasha, you remember any other point of distinction? Any other? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Arjun, do you?
I don't think so either.
Okay, fine. Okay, so the next question is to Natasha. Natasha, the question is, name the four Mangals.
Name the what?
It's very easy. Four Mangals, Chattari Mangal. Yeah, the name of four Mangals, Chattari Mangal path we learned, no? So who are four? Like in Namokar Mantra, okay, tell me.
So the four Mangals are the Arihanta, Siddha,
yeah.
Sahu,
yeah.
And Kevali Panato Dhamma.
Yes,
or,
Sahu or yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, what is Sahu and what is Kevali Panatam Dhammo in simple language?
Sahu is Sadhu and Kevali Panatam.
Excellent.
Sorry?
Yeah, say.
Sahu is Sadhu and Kevali Panatam Dhammo is Arihanta, religion preached by the Arihantas.
Yeah, religion preached by the Arihanta is Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Very good, excellent. So four Mangals are Arihantas, Siddhas, Sadhus and the religion preached by the Arihantas. The Dharma, okay? Okay, excellent. Till now, all of you have answered correctly. Arjun, next question to you. It's a bit easy if you remember something. Okay, Arjun, ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Eso Panch Ramoyaro. This part you recited in the beginning, right? It's in which language? Eso Panch Ramoyaro is in which language?
Prakrit.
You sure? Yes, sir. Okay, correct answer. It's Prakrit language. Fine. Okay, so Natasha, tell me, Chattari Mangal part is in which language then? Part is in which language?
Chattari Mangal part.
Language, sorry.
It is also in the Prakrit language.
Good. It was not the question for quiz, by the way. Okay, the next question to you. What do we mean by Sharan?
Shelter.
Center or shelter?
Shelter.
Okay, very good. So what do we mean by shelter? Shelter means what? We go in the shelter of whom? In whose shelter do we go? How many sharans are there? Very good. Okay, so sharan means shelter. Shelter. Excellent, yeah. Natasha, the next question to you. It's very easy, by the way. Who gives us Jinvani and by what?
Who gives us Jinvani?
Who gives us? Yeah, and how?
The Tirthankars give us Jinvani. The Arhantas.
Yeah.
Arhantas.
How?
They have a
body. They have a vani. What do we call it?
What do we call their body?
Not body. Okay, so they give us jinvani through their body or something else?
They give us jinvani through
there is something in body which yeah.
They give us their Jinmani through,
there is something in a body that...
Divya
Dhwani. Yeah, excellent. Through their voice. That is called Divya Dhwani. So Jinmani is given by Arihantas through their... We call it Divya Dhwani.
Yes.
Excellent. So till now, each one of you has earned 10 points each. Shall I ask further or shall I continue the class? You are on equal lines. What shall I do?
Continue the class.
Any other questioning or we'll continue with class? Okay, I'll decide. We'll discontinue quiz today. Enough for today, and we'll continue the quiz in next session. We'll start up with the chapter. Which chapter are we on, Arjun? Presently?
We're on Tirthankars and Bhagwan.
Yeah, Tirthankars and Bhagwans. Excellent. Okay, now we will. It's not a quiz question, by the way. The question is, which is the best karma of the world?
The best karma in the world is the Tirthankar Nam Karma.
Excellent. Okay, India, who has the Tirthankar? Do you have Tirthankar Nam Karma, Diya?
No.
So who has it?
Tirthankar.
Tirthankar Bhagwan, excellent. So Tirthankar, so whoever is having this Tirthankar Nam Karma is known as Tirthankara to us. Okay, now tell me one thing. The seed which we bow in the soil and then the tree comes out of nowhere. Do you know how does a tree take birth? Everybody knows, everybody has seen a tree, right? You all have seen a tree, right? How does it grow? From where it comes?
The ground.
The ground, but how?
From the seed.
Yeah, from the seed. You know seed, what the seed is, Arjun? Hello?
Can you please repeat the question?
You can hear me, right? Am I not clear?
You are, it's just a little crackly.
Oh. Hello. You can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, fine. You know what the... Dia, you know what a seed is?
It comes from fruit.
Oh, excellent. Okay, Arjun, have you ever heard of seed or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, see, so just like a seed, when you sow it in the ground, you have to put it on the soil, right? The seed under the soil, right or not? Okay,
yes.
And then... After how many minutes you will see a tree? After going down a seed into the soil, after how many minutes you will see a tree there? A long, big tree?
After so many years.
After not minutes or a day?
No.
It will take so much time, right? But after some time, when it takes its time, and after that we'll see a huge tree standing right there, and it gives it off, okay? Same thing is here with us. What do we do? The karmas, all the karmas get attached to our soul at the first place, okay? Now they are like seed. After some time, it may be just like there are different kinds of plants, right? Some takes very little time to grow. Some takes very huge time to grow, right? The same way, there are various karmas which get bonded with us. And after some time, they come, they grow, and they give us the fruition. Okay? So the same way, Tirthankaras, what do Tirthankaras have? Tirthankaras have Tirthankar Nam Karma. But it doesn't come suddenly. It takes its time, and when it comes to fruition, we call them Tirthankara. Okay? Now see, Arjun, and you are bonded with the Tirthankara Nam Karma. So do I know it that you are bonded with... Okay, you can see me, how many karmas do I have?
Yes, I can see.
Anybody of Q can see nine karmas?
No.
Anybody of you can see my... No. Achha, anybody of you can see your own karmas?
No.
We cannot see, right? So we don't know which karma is getting bonded with us. We really don't know. So if there is a... The Tirthankar Dham karma gets bonded with him, do we come to know or not? No, we will not come to know that he is, he will be Tirthankar someday. So now, let's take this example of Arjun. Tirthankar Dham karma got bonded with Arjun. Arjun is a happy man right now. So, after some time, when the Arjun will cease to be Arjun and he'll take birth as a Tirthankar. And when he is Tirthankar, there will be so many devas, all the devas will be coming from celestial upar. We know the Urdhvalok, where the devas live, they live up. We are living in the center of this world. The devas are living up. Okay? So when you are a Tirthankara, you have to... okay, Arjun, tell me how many karmas are there?
There's eight karmas. Arihants have destroyed four, and Siddhas have destroyed all.
Wait. I'm just asking how many karmas are there. There are eight karmas, okay? Now, when you have this Tirthankar karma, and when you take birth, so 15 months before your birth, the devas, you know what are devas are? Devas are the superior bodies in us. They have so much of wealth, they have celestial body, and they have all the glories, okay? But they are not happy. Status-wise, they are as... the same. We are also not happy, they are also not happy. But they have so much of glory and they have so much powers, okay? So when Bhagwan comes, when Tirthankaras take birth, 15 months prior to taking their birth, the devas, what do? They do the veiling of what? They do veiling of ratnas, all the diamonds and precious stones. And when the time comes of when they take birth, Saudharma Indra, the head of all the devas, he comes, he takes him to the highest peak of this world, that is Sudarshan Meru. It's a mountain. Okay, and then they do with 1008 kalash, they do the Abhishek of Bhagwan. They make him bath, okay, with the white water of a sea. There is a sea, and they makes us. So then afterwards what happens, that Tirthankaras don't have any kind of problems, okay? They have their clothes made from which brand? They don't wear the clothes like us. Their clothes comes from the from devas. Devas bring their clothes. The Tirthankaras don't have food. Tirthankaras, what do? Tirthankaras have any kind of problem in their body, wait for a sec, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Okay, so in that way, Tirthankar Nam Karma is the best karma amongst all, okay? So the Tirthankaras have never, not any worry in the body, they never get any fever, they don't get anything, and after some time, they take Diksha, they become Muniraj, and they have no acharya, no leader over them. They are the acharyas of their own. And after some time, they take Keval Gyan. They have the Samavsharan. Samavsharan is so huge. The Saudharma Indra, by the order of Saudharma Indra, all the devas make Samavsharan. And in Samavsharan, there are all the animals, crocodiles, any kind of animals are there. All the devas sit, all the Muniraj, all the Arikas, all other, every other, other than Narkis, who are in Narkas, all the Jivas who are in Narkas, other than those, everybody goes to Samavsharan, and the Bhagwan says Divyadvani, and Divyadvani is understood by all the Jivas of different gatis. That is, Dev Gati we have Manushya Gati in which we are, and the animals, the Turyansh Gati. So all the Devas understand the Divyadvani in their own language. Right? So the Tirthankar Naam Karma is what? Is the best karma amongst and you all can hear me? Hello? Tirthankara Naam Karma is the best karmas of all the karmas, and those who have this karma are known as what? Tirthankar. And what do Tirthankaras have? They have Samavsharan and all the other big glories with the fruition of Tirthankar Naam Karma. Okay? Hello? You all can hear me or not?
Yes.
Arjun, see, in a place here in India, we have here a shivir going on, okay? In the shivir, what do we take? We have different classes, okay? In all the day, from the morning 6 a.m. till night 10 p.m., we have different classes in this India. So, presently, we are here at one place in India, Kareli, and we have here shivir going on. This class, we have many students along with you. There are 30 to 40 other students in this class, and they want to meet with you all, okay? So what you'll say to them? Jai Janendra, right?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay? So I am opening mic for them. You have to tell them all Jai Janendra, okay? Fine.
Jai Janendra.
Fine. Okay. So, you know, these students take 10 classes a day, and they have many different syllables over here, and here we have 6 Vidwans, Panditjis, which takes their classes. Okay? Fine. Okay, we'll continue with now Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Will you tell me what do Tirthankaras have? See, Tirthankaras when become Arhantas, what do they get? They make Samavsharan for them. What do the Devas make for Tirthankara? Tirthankaras have what? Samavsharan. Do Tirthankaras have? My voice is clear or not? I guess there is huge disturbance. Wait for a sec. Okay, sorry, so sorry for the disturbance. Hello, Diya, Arjun. Okay, you all can hear me, right? My voice is clear or not? Arjun, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And Natasha, you too, right? Natasha? Yeah. So, okay, who will tell me that what do Arhantas have? See, Tirthankaras. We are just learning the definition of Tirthankaras. When we learn these characteristics, right? So, the definition of Tirthankaras will be so simple. Okay, so till now what we have learned is, the Tirthankaras have Samavsharan and other. Plus, what do they have? Tirthankaras have Tirthankar Naam Karma's fruition. And what if many their glories, okay? And Tirthankaras are what? They give us Divya Dhvani, right? What do they give us Divya Dhvani? Who will tell me what do Tirthankaras have now? Yeah, they are telling me Tirthankaras have what? Which karma do Tirthankaras have? Hello? Natasha? Tirthankara Namkarma Tirthankaras have. And what else Natasha Tirthankaras have other than Tirthankara Namkarma?
They have the Tirthankara Namkarma tradition.
They have Samavsharan and?
They give us Divya
Dhvani. See, now, so definition of Tirthankaras become, see, listen carefully now. Arjun, you're listening to me, right? Okay. Tirthankaras are who preaches us the right path of liberation, is surrounded magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories, and in whom Tirthankar Nam Karma has come to fruition as Tirthankara. One who preaches a right path to liberation, okay, who preaches the path of and is surrounded by the magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories, and in whom Tirthankar Nam Karma has come to fruition is known as what? Tirthankara. What do we call them? Then Tirthankara. So what are the 3 points? See, he preaches us the right path of liberation through what? Divya Dhvani, right? So what we are saying? One, who preaches us right path of liberation. Second, he is surrounded by the magnificence of what? Samavsharan and other, right? He is surrounded by the magnificence of what? Am I going too fast? Hello? Samavsharan and other glories. You know, in Samavsharan, there are many people. Like, we have been to Samavsharan many a times in our earth. We have taken birth from time infinite, okay? In the past, we have taken birth in each and every mode we could, okay? Like, we have been animals, we have been devas, we have been to naraks, and we are human now, right? So, Samavsharan, in Samavsharan, Tirthankar Dev gives us Divya Dhvani in his own language. But the wonder of the language is when you listen to it, no matter you know English or Hindi or Prakrit or Sanskrit or you are an animal, you are a cow or anything, you will understand in your own language automatically. It is the wonder of the Tirthankara. So these are all other glories, right? The Devas, the palaces of Devas, their kingdoms, the Devas. We have Devas, they have their own Viman, their houses. They don't have that much glory which Tirthankaras have. They have all the Samavsharan. Samavsharan is, it has many wonders. I mean, in which city it goes now, there is no kind of fever or any poverty, nothing like that. So, by whose glory is this happening? Tirthankaras, Tirthankar Namkarma, it's all happening. So that's why, one, who preaches us the right path to liberation. Second, is surrounded by the magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories. And in whom Tirthankara Namkarma come to fruition is known as what? Tirthankara. What do we call him?
Tirthankara.
Okay, I guess I have been too fast. See, we have today's story too, so we have to learn this definition quickly. Okay, now who will tell me the See, you have that file of what the study material we have given you, Tirthankara and Bhagwan, the file? I guess you all must be having.
Yes.
on your computers, do you have the file Tirthankar and Bhagwan?
Yes.
Okay, Diya, open it. Arjun, you don't have. What?
What are we talking about?
It's Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Now you can hear me, Arjun. I guess the connection is weak. I am on crackling voice. Arjun, we have sent you Tirthankar and Bhagwan, the file for Tirthankar and Bhagwan chapter.
Let me try.
Do you have that? Okay, it's named Tirthankar and Bhagwan, okay? So, in the second page, it is written the definition of Tirthankar as the 3 points we learned. Who will tell me now the 3 points? I don't want in language. You can use your own language. You have to remember three basic things. Tirthankar Bhagwan gives us Divyadhwani, through which we get the path of liberation. So, Tirthankar Bhagwan, what do? They preach us the path of liberation, right? Second thing, they are surrounded by the magnificence. They have some of Sharan and others surrounded by the magnificence. They own the and in whom the Tirthankar Naam Karma has come to fruition. Okay? Am I clear or not?
Yeah.
Okay, who will tell me these 3 points? Natasha, please.
So a Tirthankar is surrounded by the magnificence of a Shamo Sharan.
Very good.
Reaches the right path
yeah.
of liberation. And has the Tirthankar not
very good.
Fruition.
Yeah, in whom Tirthankar Namkaram has come to fruition. Seed. The seed doesn't grow directly to a tree. Okay? It takes time. The same way, if Arjun is having Tirthankar Naam Karma today, then when the time will come on the next birth, then he will take birth as a Tirthankar. Then all the Devas will come, make all these celebrations, 15 months, the rains of this, all the precious stones and all this. Okay? So, when do we call it that Tirthankar Naam Karma has come to fruition? When you take birth as a Tirthankar, then it starts right from and then up to you get to this liberation, you get to the Siddhishila, it remains with you, Tirthankar Naam Karma. Okay, so these are 3 points. Excellent, Natasha. Diya, what are the 3 points about Tirthankar? Diya? Do you are there or not? Yeah, see.
Right path.
Yeah, this shows preaches as the right path of liberation. Very good. And what do they have? And Samosharan and other glories. Very good. Last point. What karma do they have?
Tirthankar Naam Karma.
Yeah, so Tirthankar Naam Karma has come to who is known as what?
Tirthankar.
Very good. Arjun, will you tell me the 3 points?
The 3 points is that they teach the path of liberation. They are surrounded by the beautiful Samosharan and other glories. And the
very good.
Karma stays with them until they have become Siddhas.
Okay, fine. So Tirthankar Naam Karma has come to fruition in whom is known as what? Tirthankara. Very good, excellent. So we have learned 3 points, right? So the fourth point, the last one. How many Tirthankaras are there in number? That I guess you all know. How many Tirthankaras are there?
24.
24, excellent. And who will tell me the name of first Tirthankar?
Excuse me. This is our.
Yeah, the name of first. Arjun?
I couldn't find the file on the Dunkers and Bhagwan.
Okay. We'll send you again the file on Tirthankar and Bhagwan, okay? Fine. On the second page of it, we have the definition of these 3 points, and plus Tirthankaras are 24 in number, okay? Okay. Then what is the name of first Tirthankara? Okay, now simple question. Now, who will tell me who is Bhagwan? We have learnt about Tirthankara, okay. Now, who is Bhagwan? Who is Bhagwan?
Bhagwan are infinite in number.
Very good. Bhagwan are infinite in number. But whom do we call Bhagwan? How do we know he is Bhagwan or he is not? Arjun, who is Bhagwan? We learnt in the last... Yeah,
have,
Arjun.
They have both.
Okay, Natasha, you talk. Okay, one at a time. Yeah, Natasha, you say first.
So, a Bhagwan has three attributes. The first one is that they're free from all attachments, so that means that they're vitaragi. Two is that they're omniscient, or they're sarvagya, which means that they have full
Very
knowledge
good.
About everything that exists.
Very good. Very good.
And three is what Dia said. They are infinite in number.
Oh, excellent. So you really learned all these things. Very good, Natasha. It's Vitaragi and Sarvagya. Who is Vitaragi and Sarvagya? He's known as what? Bhagwan. Excellent, Natasha. Arjun, do you know what, who is Bhagwan? Now tell me.
First, Bhagwan is infinite in numbers. Second,
okay.
Free from all attachments, which means
yes.
That they love or hate anything.
Wow, and very good. They don't love anybody, they don't hate anybody. Okay. Then?
And then?
The third point.
And then?
About the knowledge. How much do they know? A little? Very little?
They have full knowledge.
They're omniscient. They are? What? They are sarvagya. They know everything. The omniscients are they. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, now who will tell me what is the difference between Tirthankara and Bhagwan then? Okay, now, Bhagwans are Tirthankara. Tell me, Tirthankaras are Bhagwan or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Tirthankara, one who is sitting on Charan and who is giving us the Vidvani, is he, which kind of Parmeshti he is? See, assume one Tirthankar Bhagwan, he is sitting on the sum of Sharan and giving us Divyasvani. We are listening to him. Which out of 5 Parmeshti, the Parmeshti he is? Anyone?
Can you repeat the question?
My question is, the Tirthankaras sitting in sum of Sharan giving us Divyasvani, they are which kind of, amongst 5 Parmeshti, what Parmeshti are they?
They are the Arhantas, I think.
Yes,
you think or they are?
They are the Arhantas.
All are saying the same thing, Arhantas. Opinion, not following this.
Yes,
Any other opinion do we have? No, okay, we don't have any other opinion. Very good. So the Tirthankaras who are in Samavsharan and giving us Divyadhvani, or simply who have their Samavsharan. See, once a Tirthankara becomes Arihant, the Samavsharan automatically, Devas come and make Samavsharan for him. Okay, so if he is having Samavsharan and if he is a Tirthankar, see, first condition is if he is a Tirthankar. Second condition, he has Keval Gyan. Okay, omniscient knowledge. So he becomes what? Arihanta. The moment he becomes Arihanta, what will he have? He'll have Samavsharan and he'll start giving Divyadhvani. But without being Arihanta, if he is a sadhu, as Muniraj, he cannot give us Divyadhvani. You know what? Tirthankaras, when they do take Diksha, they become sadhu Parameshri, right? Until they become Arihanta. They don't speak ever. Do you know this? Tirthankaras, when become sadhus, after, I mean, they born like a king, okay? In the kingdom of a king, they born as a son, okay? After some times, they, what will they do? They'll leave all this kingdom and everything they have, and they'll go to the jungle and take Diksha, okay? So nobody gives them Diksha. If I want to take Diksha, I have to approach some Acharya Parameshthi, because Acharya Parameshthis are the leader of all the Muniraj, right? So what I'll do? I want to take Diksha, I want to be a Sadhu Parameshthi. What I'll do? I'll go to a Sadhu Parameshthi for Diksha, please give me Diksha. But Tirthankaras, for Diksha, they don't approach any sadhus or anything. They themselves take Diksha because they're Tirthankar. They'll be the god of all, okay? They'll have their own Divyadhvani with which the Jinvani will come, okay? So nobody is a teacher of Tirthankaras. So when Tirthankaras are Sadhu Parameshthi, they don't speak any word. And the moment they become Arihantas, the Samavsharan and all the glory surrounds them, and then they start giving. And the Divyadhvani is such that everybody understands in its own language, automatically. Oh, I don't know this language, which languages God is speaking in. No, you will automatically learn. Automatically, it is the wonder in the Samavsharan that you learn. Okay, so now, my question, your answer is, Tirthankaras who are in Samavsharan giving us the Divyadhvani are Arihant Parameshthis, right? Very good. Now tell me, so what is the difference between a Bhagwan and a Tirthankar? Are Tirthankaras not Bhagwan, or Tirthankaras are Bhagwan or not?
Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan is not
Tirthankar. Arjun, very good. Can you explain me that?
So Tirthankar is Bhagwan, but not all Bhagwans are
Tirthankar. Simple fact. We'll take simple example, okay? I am not born as Tirthankar because I don't have Tirthankar Naam Karma, right? But I want to become Bhagwan. So what I'll do, I'll take Diksha. I'll try my best to attain the Godhood. And what I'll do? And one day I'll become Arihantas. Now, I have become Arihanta. Now the Devas come to make my Samavsharan. Will they come? Yes or no, they'll come or not? I have become Arihanta. Devas, they'll not make Samavsharan for me. Because Samavsharan is due to what? Tirthankar Naam Karma. In the fruition of Tirthankar Naam Karma, the Samavsharan comes. But I don't have Tirthankar Naam Karma. But I am Arihant Bhagwan. I am becoming Arihant. So the Devas will come and they'll make a Gandhikuti for me. The normal Bhagwan, the Devas make a small piece where Bhagwan sits, Arihant Parameshthi sits. We call it Gandhakuti. I'll tell you how to pronounce it in next class. But the normal Bhagwan, if you are becoming Bhagwan, so you need not to have a Samavsharan. Okay, but Tirthankaras, can Tirthankaras be without Samavsharan? No, always have Samavsharan. Clear?
Okay.
clear? So all the Tirthankaras are Bhagwan. Agreed. But all the Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras. Because all the glories that Tirthankaras have need not to be with outcomes Bhagwan. Fine?
Yep.
Am I clear? Yes, we learned two things today. Tirthankaras and Bhagwan. Okay, 3 points. Tell me the name of the first Tirthankara. The name of the first Tirthankara.
Yeah,
what?
Rishabhdev.
Yeah, Natasha. Rishabhdev. Very good. Arjun, second Tirthankara's name, do you remember?
I am sorry. I do not know.
Okay, Diya, what is the name of second Tirthankara? Very good, Ajitnath. Okay, we learned three names today, okay? See, first is Rishabhdev, second is Ajitnath, third is Sambhavnath. S-A-M-B-H-Bhav. So, replace Anu with Sam. So, it's Sambhav. And Ajitnath, we learned Ajitnath or Rishabhdev. So, Nath is, you have to add. So, it is what? Sambhavnath. First is Rishabhdev, second is Ajitnath, third is Sambhavnath. Okay, what is the name of third Tirthankara? Sambhavnath. What it is?
Sambhavnath.
S-A-M-Sam-B-H-A-V-Bhav. Sambhav. Or Nath. Okay? So third Tirthankara is what? Sambhavnath. Arjun, what is it? How do you pronounce it?
Sambhavnath.
Sambhavnath. Say.
Sambhavnath.
It's Sambhav, S-A-M-B-H-A-V, V for when, okay? So, Sambhavnath. Diya, what it is? Sambhavnath. Yeah, very good. So, first, second is Ajitnath, third is Sambhavnath. Arjun, second is what? Ajitnath. What is it?
Ajitnath.
Very good. So, if Ajitnath and Sambhavnath, who will tell me the three names?
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath.
Very good, Diya. Try. Rishabhdev, Arjun, say Rishabhdev.
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, and
Sambhav. Very good, very good, Arjun. Sambhavnath. Okay, Natasha, what it is?
Rishabhdev.
Three names.
Rishabhdev.
Yeah.
Ajitnath and Sambhavnath.
Very good, very good. See, we have learned three names today. In the next class, can you all remember a simple... okay, I'll try this. Can you all speak Rishabhdev? See, it's in Hindi language, and if you all can remember this, it's very easy to remember the names. But I am afraid that you all will understand it or not. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan. We have to sing it, okay? So it's Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, okay? So what we'll say? Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, So, Parsh, Jene, Rai. It's sounding too tough, right?
No, I've heard of this one before.
It is... Excellent. So we can remember it, right? So in the next session, we'll remember it and we'll remember all the 24 Tirthankaras very soon, okay? Okay, now I guess the time is up and I'm very late for the story. Shall I continue story today or in the next session?
Yes,
Panditji, I had a question.
Yeah, please. Any question, please. Welcome.
Next week, are we going to be having class because it's New Year's?
Sachinji, do we have?
We'll decide it, Natasha, and we'll inform everyone about it.
Okay.
Do you have any plans for the next week?
Most probably we will.
Okay, probably we can, we'll discuss to you offline and then we can decide on it.
Yeah, because our Monday will probably some plans.
Fine. What I'll do is I'll call up, either tomorrow or on Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll call and, then we can speak and decide.
Okay.
We can postpone it anytime or we can discuss it. It's okay. Okay? Okay, so we are not listening to the story today because the time is really too much. Okay, next session, we'll first listen to the It Is Too Much Remaining. You all remember, okay, till what point we have reached so far? What has happened to the... What was the hero? Who was the hero? Arjun? Name of...
Akhtut Punya.
Oh, dear, excellent. Arjun, what was it? Arjun?
I don't remember the name, but I remember it means completely has bad luck. He has done nothing.
Yeah. It's Akrit Punya. Yeah, Akrit Punya. Akrit Punya. Okay, and what has happened in the last, in the story last, in the last session, what, till when we have heard it? Who came to his house to eat the kheer? He had to eat the kheer, right? He ate kheer in the last night.
Yes.
Okay, and who, with whom? Okay, fine. So you all have...
With
Muni Raj, yeah, Sadhu Pameshti, okay? Okay, and in the end, what happened? In the jungle, what happened?
The tiger killed
him.
Yeah.
And then... His mother's really worried about him.
Yeah. Okay, so you all remember till this point. We'll continue the story in the next because it's huge now. Now the real story started. It was the prologue. Now we'll start it, okay? Okay, we'll wind up the session. In the beginning, Arjun and Dia did the recital of Namukar Mantra. Now Natasha, you will. Namukar Mantra, and we'll go. We'll join our hands and close our eyes. Yeah, Natasha, start.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyaram, Namo Vajayaram, Namo Loe Savasahunam, Eso Panch Namo Yaro, Sava Pava Panasno, Mangala Lanche Savisim, Paramam Havai Mangalam.
See, for the next session, whenever it happens, you have to be prepared for a quiz. This time there were very simple questions, and next time I'll try to make questions very simple but tricky, okay? And you all are on the still not 10 points each. And if you all don't worry, if you all get same number of points, I'll give gifts to all. But you all have to be prepared for the next session, okay? So it's competition between you all. Okay, we'll wind up today. Conclude. Jai Jinendra to all.
Jai Jinendra, Panditji.
Jai Jinendra, thank you to everyone.
Oh, Jai. Thank you, Jai Jinendra.